Everybody, welcome back to Terry and David on Turn Down with Terry and David.
Welcome back, everybody.
How are you? All be up, you had good week. Sorry about last week's episode, gone up a little bit late, but we got there in the end. We are just back from Rowe Valley today and we are absolutely
shattered.
All we do is come onto this podcast and explain
and just tell
how tired
we are.
How tired we are. But we had a great time, didn't we?
Yeah, I thought you would have offered the your services and actually drove half of the way at least. I find it really funny like that you're all sitting in the back and you're all like, oh, like I'm really tired, and then you'll sit in the front and you're like, yeah, I'm really tired, and then I'm like, do you realize that it's me that's concentrating? I'm the one that's trying to keep us alive on this road, but you could close your eyes at any point, and for more than 10 seconds I can't close them. I just have to blink, just normally.
It was 3 hours there and 3 hours back, and
it was longer coming back.
Yeah, we actually did really well with the kids. Yeah, it took us 4 hours to get back because we had to keep stopping. But it was actually grand. Miles, on the way back, and Sydney both slept like out cold in the back of the car.
An hour and a half, yeah.
So that was great. But when they woke up, because we had to stop to charge the car, when they woke up, all hell broke loose. We had to stop twice then after that because Miles was like, ah!
Yeah, I think we said it before. He's not great with the traveling because he's at that age now. I'm sure he'll grow out of it, that he'd be like, I need to sit here now. Everything's grand. Whereas he's like, I want out. Yeah. I want to crawl. I want to do everything.
No two kids are the same though, because I did find Sydney was excellent. Like
a traveler.
A traveling.
Still is.
Yeah, she's absolutely brilliant. He is going to ruin my vibe. Sorry. I'm a little bit dead.
You are.
It took me till 2 o'clock in the morning to fall asleep last night. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I couldn't sleep.
The stone cold said so.
Close the door, will you?
Just reaching over here to close the door.
You've lost train of thought already.
Yeah. What were you saying? Yeah, because I'm busy.
Stupid busy.
What?
We were talking about no child, no two kids are the same in the car.
Yeah.
Miles slept, woke up, turned into a demon. We had to stop.
Yeah. So he's just going to be tea rubble, like absolute tea rubble. Even now, like when he's crawling around the kitchen, he's into everything. Everything, which is great, but like the difference you see in boys compared to girls is wild.
Yeah, he's like,
and he's even cheeky. Like
he has an attitude already. Like putting his food in front of him, he knows he's going to eat it, but instead of eating it, he now throws it, and then he wants it back.
And Sydney never, ever, ever done that. She always loved her grub.
Now I'm looking at Sydney, I'm like, ah, you actually were perfect in the end. I think yesterday in the car when she woke up, she spoke for a good solid...
An hour and a half. I'm giving out to you.
No, but just... I don't even think she took a breath for 20 minutes solid. And every time I tried to speak, she'd go, no! No, Dad, no! No!
So Sydney's my ride or die, right? I could say the sky is green or purple and that child would agree with me and go against David. And whenever, like, if I'm talking to David and I'm correcting him on something, she literally chimes in and tells me that I'm right and Daddy's wrong, no matter what it is. It's so funny.
I think in general, Daddy's always wrong, because if you remember, we were coming back on the motorway yesterday. I was in the slow lane and somebody in the fast lane.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
No, died.
So He like zoomed past us in the fast lane, but instead of indicating to go back in, he came in too early. So like I had to slam on the brakes, but he didn't indicate and he slammed on the brakes.
I said to some, Davey, you need to go to a chiropractor. Your toenails are curling over your toes. Look.
A chiropractor.
Not a chiropractor.
A chiropractor.
Or what do you call it? A chiropodist. I need to go back nursing. I'm losing my touch. Look at that. David.
They're so much better.
No, they're not, David. Because I tell you what.
You stop your stressing, Jake.
Tell you what, David. You've officially got curly toenails. You'll never get another ride for the whole of your life because of them. I'm repulsed. Call the police. Call the police on them things, David.
Now, so do we call the police or a chiropractor? Now,
I said chiropractor. Listen to me. If I see you with my socks on, right, I'm going to stuff them down your throat because I don't want anything to do with that little fungal infection that you have got.
I have athlete's foot, by the way, if anyone's
You have, yeah, I don't have athlete's foot. You have foot rot. You foot have rot. Foot rot.
What was it you said to me before? I looked like something out of The Last of Us. Is that what you said?
Yeah, David, that's very bad.
Okay, I was...
No, listen to me. You look like you've fucking one foot in the grave.
Are you finished? Are you finished?
No.
Because I wasn't finished. Okay? The car did knock me out of the charging station. It was out of the toll bridge.
Right. And I said, there's something to Ellie in this car. The car hadn't taken over us. You zoomed up. They didn't see it. And they turned left.
Anyway, I wasn't in the wrong. He was in the wrong. And what Sydney did was, when you were like, oh my God. And I knew, like, I just slowly slowed down. I knew your mum was going to cut into the lane without indicating. And Sydney immediately was like, Dad, you were in the wrong, Dad. You were in the wrong. No, Dad, I'm calling the police. And then that's when she went on a whole trend of being like, if you need to call the police, it's 999. If you need to do this, it's 112. And if you're ever in trouble, it's the Garda. Call the Garda.
This morning I said to her, Sydney, if you needed to call the police, who would you call? And she goes... Like, she was waiting her whole life for that moment. She was like, 999. And I said, what do you say to him? And she said, And I said, you tell him my name is Sydney. She goes, no, ma'am, he knows me.
Yeah, he's in my school. He knows
me. He's in my school. He knows me.
So there's only one guard.
Anyway, we are going to Dermot Kennedy on Saturday night. So
maybe
by the time this episode is put out, we hope
the episode goes out. I don't delay any of the episodes.
We're going to Dermot Kennedy on Saturday night.
You look like your man. I need net. Them glasses.
Yeah, you already said that in the podcast.
Yeah, that was like last year, Terry.
Well, I've no other glasses. These are all the ones that I have.
You and your glasses situation.
Yeah, I need
Terry.
To get laser eye surgery. It's on the agenda.
You need to just get yourself sorted.
Yeah.
Okay, because you are also still topping up your phone with credit. What is wrong with you?
You are the most type B person you will ever meet.
Like, Terry was on the way home in the car yesterday, right? It's a 3-hour drive and she's having a meltdown because she can't get network on the phone. She's trying to edit the job. It's infuriating when that happens. But to add to
I didn't
the mix,
need credit, but Terry, I might top myself up to see if it'll help. And I said
to her, like, in a quiet tone, I said,
because you were on the verge.
I go, what are you thinking about? The kids are asleep. I was like, what are you thinking about? Just ignored me. 10, 15 minutes later, I asked her again. Nice. I go, what are you thinking about? Nothing. No answer. I was like, you know what? I'll just do this journey on my own. No one's going to talk to me.
I took the head off you, but right? He asked me again.
And then I didn't think you heard me. So I went, Terry, what are you thinking about? And you go, I'm thinking about my job. This phone's not working. That's what I'm thinking about. And then next thing I could hear is, if you would like to top up your Vodafone credit. I was like, you were in the Stone Age.
Listen, Linda, honey, okay? This is probably TMI, but I am struggling with my hormones at the minute, okay?
No way.
9 months it took me to get my period back to normal because it was just non-existent and it's come back to normal, but my Jesus Christ has to come back.
Yeah, we know.
I was ready to kill someone.
Yeah, the birds all fly away from the trees when they see it there.
But anyway, it wasn't a case of me topping up my phone. Unfortunately, there's something going on. I have a bug on my phone. I need to get a new phone, but it's going to rot me to buy a new phone because the new iPhone comes out in like 2 months.
And it'll break as well.
No, stop. Why would you jinx me? But yeah, I am the most type B person you'll ever meet. Like, everything is just so last minute, but it gets done. It's gas. It's kind of gas.
So I'm type A or am I a type C?
You're just type can exist and that's what you are. No, you'd be type A. You would definitely be type A. Like, you can't go to bed at night unless everything's put to bed. Everything's done. Whereas I would go up them stairs
and
go into another
that.
Dimension and we not give
that.
A shit
we know that.
About it. Like, you're out watering the plants, which is great. You have to tidy up. You have to have everything in order. Where I just couldn't give a rat's.
I know that. But if I didn't water the plants, Terry, you'd say, geez, the garden looks terrible. That's what you'd say.
I wouldn't really, David.
You wouldn't care if the garden looked shocking?
No, I would. You asked me, are you type A? You are type A. Why okay. do you think you're type A?
I don't really hold you as type A or type B. I just think you have your own personality and that's it. That's why we love you. And it does bother you when the kids go down at 8 o'clock or sometimes, if we're lucky, it's 7:30. And you'll be like, oh, I'd love to just get into bed and watch a movie. And I'm like, but I have to clean up the house because of the chaos and I have to water the plants because they will die.
By the way, the plants and the vegetables are shite this year, aren't they? They're really bad. It needs to rain a bit more. I seen that I was on TikTok and I seen that farmers are opening their bales of hay, and it's the earliest they've ever had to do it because the grass that all the cows are going out into is shy. It's the earliest they've ever had to do it.
Global warming, Terry.
Global warming.
But we're not complaining.
Yeah, but we had a great time in Roe Valley, didn't we?
Roe Valley. Yes, we did.
It was brilliant. Love Northern Ireland. Love the food. That was the best spicy margarita ever. It hit my soul. You got to see your friends. I got to see my friend.
It's good.
It's good.
Killed two birds with the one stone.
How did you get on? David's friends just showed up to our little trip, family vacay and stayed over.
Mm-hmm.
How did you just get on?
Grand. I was just having chats.
About what? About your wives, girlfriends?
No, we're talking about Portugal that's coming up soon.
Oh my God.
Talking about Alan's house that he's building.
Talking about Portugal, this is how the conversation would have went. I am going to get so fucked. You're going to get so fucked. I'm going to wet willy you with my willy.
Today's a good day because a wildlife photographer followed me on Instagram. And he's got like a really good following and gave me inspiration.
A wildlife photographer?
Yeah, there
like
you.
Like what kind of wildlife? Like what wildlife would he shoot? Like hedgehogs or like...
Hedgehogs.
They're wildlife.
I know that, but you imagine how boring that is. Speaking of birds, we didn't speak on the... or did we talk about how the rabbit came, or was taken from...
Yeah, we did.
And we did.
Told the whole story.
I'm sorry.
So someone... So who is he that's following you?
He's an Irish fella, actually. And he goes out a lot on them, which I would love to go, but the youngest to take is 6 years old. It's up on a speedboat around Lambay Island.
Oh my God.
You get to see all the wallabies.
No way.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that there's like wallabies on Lambay Island.
Mm. And, Steve Irwin's son, you know his son?
Yeah.
He was asked 3 bird facts that people wouldn't know. And I won't go through them all, but one of them, he said, do you know that Australia have penguins? They have a native penguin.
Do they?
Yeah.
No way.
I didn't know that. They're very, very small.
And aww.
Yeah.
I love penguins. I seen Charlene Murphy got kicked out of Love Island.
Yes.
Aww.
Did you? I haven't been able to.
I haven't watched
it or one followed episode any.
This season. I actually haven't watched it since Molly May and Tommy Fury.
What year was
Jesus,
that?
Jesus, 7 years ago, I think it was. But I've obviously seen snippets online, like, you know, Gossily and every single page in the whole of Ireland was sharing something. And it was so amazing to see an Irish girl get so much support.
Mm.
I definitely do feel like sometimes people don't get, you know, as much support and love, but she got so much, and rightly so, because she's a lovely girl. Yeah.
I did see a really good caption, which I thought worked well. So whoever did it should get a raise. That Charlene Murphy going into the Villa was like Ireland going through the World Cup.
Yeah, it was.
Because we obviously, everybody, when Troy Parrott like put us through to the next round,
yeah,
it was like this huge thing and like this buzz of maybe we'll be able to enjoy that celebration.
I think why she got so much support is because she's obviously a well-known influencer.
Mm.
She's really liked, and you know, to have someone like that going into the Villa, it's so exciting when they're well known, because I feel like Irish people just kind of pop up on Love Island and you've never seen them before.
Mm.
Or like they've got really small followings, so like they wouldn't have that many people behind them.
Mm.
But it was so good to see. And I'm absolutely raging that she's gone, because I feel like she could have went the full way. And it's so annoying that she went in during Casa Amor. Like, I feel like she should have been in from the start.
Oh, so yeah, does that give you more of a chance of surviving more further?
Well, she got brought back to the Villa from Casa.
Right. So that's what happened with Molly May, wasn't it?
I think so.
No, she was just a bombshell.
Yes.
She was, and then Tommy was invited in.
Yeah, because it was Maura after Tommy, remember?
Yeah.
Jeez, that was years ago. But yeah, it's great to see her getting so much love and support, and I hope that she's okay.
Yeah. I'd say the pressure is... very, very intense.
Yeah.
But your man is still in there, Fitzy.
Fitzy.
The fella from Galway, the Galway GA player.
Yeah.
He seems to be doing really well if he's still in there. He's in there from the very beginning.
Mm. That's what I mean. People, like some people just kind of pop up and you've never heard them before. But I think the reason why she got so much love is because so many people knew her and she had so much support, especially in the industry and that.
Mm.
So it was great to see.
The thing that really annoys me on Love Island is that we can't vote. If Irish people are going in, we can't vote.
Definitely not.
No, we've had this conversation so many times.
Is it a voting situation?
Yeah, it's a public vote.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's about coupling up and and the producers. I don't think so.
I'm telling you. Watch an episode and I'm telling you.
I've watched clips of it, and it's basically the producers are like, you got a text, and then it's like, tonight.
Got a text, yeah.
Well, on Love Island.
We know that the producers covered it up anyway. So come
Do
here.
You want to hear a listener email?
Go
on. Okay. Hi, Terry and David. I need your advice because this has been driving me mad. I have a friend who I've always been so close to, but lately I feel like I can't celebrate anything around her. A few weeks ago, I finally bought my dream car, a Mercedes, after saving for years. Instead of being excited for me, she looked at it and said, must be nice, before joking that I was getting too big for my boots. Everyone laughed in the group, but it's honestly stung. Since then, I've caught myself downplaying everything good that's happening in my life because I almost dread telling her. It's like I walk on eggshells around someone who's supposed to be one of my biggest supporters. I feel awful saying this because I don't want to sound like I think everyone's jealous of me, but I genuinely can't shake the feeling that she is. Am I reading too much into this, or what? Or is this what jealousy in a friendship looks like? Would you bring it up, or is it time to accept that we've outgrown each other? Love the podcast.
Jesus. Yeah. That springs or screams jealousy.
Mm, I think she might be a little bit jealous of her. And one bit of advice that I'd give is, you know, if you kind of just think to yourself, when people act like that, it's usually a projection of what's going on in their life. Like, so for example, like, she obviously doesn't have a nice car. If she's saying must be nice, she's probably struggling. It's 9 times out of 10, it's usually a projection.
Mm-hmm.
And people project on what's missing from their life, and they'll make you, some people will make you feel bad about it.
Mm.
I've had friendships like this. I've definitely had friendships like this, and they haven't really lasted.
Yeah.
But what I would say is, if you feel like you could sit down and talk to her about it and just be like, is everything all right with us? Like, it's just, I kind of getting a vibe. Mm. If you feel like you could, then absolutely do that. But if you feel like it would blow up, then maybe you need to accept that you're just kind of outgrowing each other.
Mm, but I like, there's people in my life as well that you would, it's not like you would deliberately not go and tell them of something, like in a positive way, like you bought a new car or you won something, that you kind of just keep it to yourself because you know that they're not going to give you the response that you would expect.
Yeah.
That you would give.
I think we spoke a little bit about this before, but just my advice would definitely be, if you feel like you can sit down and talk to her and be like, you know, is everything all right?
Yeah, that wasn't very nice sort of thing.
Yeah, or just like, I'm getting a vibe. Is everything all right? Maybe I'm just picking up on it wrong. And if you feel like you can have that conversation, then absolutely go for it. But if you feel like it's just going to be a big bust up, then maybe you have just outgrown each other.
Mm, just.
And that's okay. And that happens.
Slowly cut somebody. I don't mean by cutting them out. You can take a step back.
Yeah.
And
I do think though, like, you know, I've obviously got my friends that I've had since I'm, you know, teenager, and like my nurse pals, mm. like we're friends nearly 20 years
mm.
and, you know, they've seen multiple different versions of me and I've seen multiple different versions of them, and, you know, they've progressed in their career. I've progressed in mine. I've obviously dropped out of nursing, and they've never ever once made me feel like they are jealous or that they envy. They're always like the ultimate hype girls,
mm.
like every single one of them. And like, I really feel that, like, I really feel like they're genuinely happy for me. Like,
yeah.
And they've always been there through everything. Like, even when I was in college, like they were at like all of my, remember I used to do beauty pageants. We weren't going out then, but they entered me into beauty pageants, like Miss Trinity and Miss yeah, University. Yeah. Well, I went on to do that, and then Miss Ireland. And they were always like the ones there with the banners.
Biggest
and,
supporters.
Yeah, they were the biggest. And they were like, I remember being in lecture halls one year, and you had to vote on Bebo, I think it was, for like this Jesus. Pageant. And one of my friends was like, get up and get everybody to do it. And I was like, what? It was like mid lectures. And she was like, just get up on the mic and ask people to vote for you. And I remember I got up on the mic and said it. Oh my God, it was so embarrassing.
Can you remember what you said?
It was my first time speaking into a speaker like that. And I was like, yeah, if you can all vote for me, thanks, bye. And like all the mature students up the front were like, where do I do that? And I was like, you do it here. And like everyone else is just leaving the lecture hall and couldn't have given a shite. But like they were like, yeah, like go, go, go. So I feel like, you know, I've never felt that from them, but I've definitely had friends throughout the years that I felt, or acquaintances or people mm. in my life that I felt that from.
Yeah, but they're the important ones to keep around.
Yeah, it's sad. But like, I mean, if you can sit down and have an honest conversation, then happy days. But if it's just going to blow up and be put back on you, then I don't know.
Well, something as big as that, like a big milestone in your life and buying a new car. It could be her first car. It could be her dream car. You just don't know. Keep your friends close and your enemies even closer.
No, I don't want any. See that phrase, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. No thanks. See those enemies, they can.
I've just opened that door and there's been a whiff of,
yeah,
of fresh air.
Yeah, we were getting cooked.
Yeah, the thermostat is down. Duck 26.9.
Yeah, we were getting cooked.
26.9. We were okay.
Taylor Swift recently got married there last week.
Yeah.
I didn't even know like that. I did know they were engaged. But Terry, do you know who...
His eyes were still closed.
Do you know who married them?
Who?
Adam Sandler.
Come here.
I thought it was AI.
Are we in a simulation? Because why did Taylor Swift get married in Times Square?
Yeah.
Why did that happen? And why Adam Sandler? Why not go to like the Amalfi Coast or like France or somewhere beautiful, a beautiful location, only like a handful of people. That's just how I thought she'd do it. I just did not think that they'd go so big.
Like huge. They had no groomsmen, no bridesmaids. Just her brother was like a ring bearer. And Adam Sandler was the who married them.
Put a suit on.
Yeah. That's a well done, Terry.
What? What?
Because he's overheating. The fact that you, were you being serious? Did he put a suit on? Because he never wears anything nice. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Why are you saying well done, though?
Because the fact that you actually knew that.
No, because I don't know anything about celebs.
But the fact that you knew that Adam Sandler will turn up to the Oscars in a pair of shorts and t-shirt.
Well, I do know that because I am Adam Sandler when I'm not glam.
You're Adam Sandler right now with them. What is your man's name with them glasses again?
Ed Gein.
Ed Gein.
No, it's not Ed Gein.
No, that's Ed Gein that turns.
What's your man's name that eats people?
The fellow with the slick, blonde hair.
Something my neighbor made that smells like a dead.
Oh, if you put them if you put them glasses on Miles and comb his hair to the side, he'd be him.
Sorry, why is Miles so blonde? He's so blonde. He's our little blondie. Sydney was blonde, but not that blonde.
No, she was like light brown.
She just had like little,
like mousy brown hair.
No, I have pictures of her like with.
She'd never blonde. Heard, never that
I'm
blonde.
I'm show you pictures. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with my phone. Anyway, will we wrap this up because we are clearly low on energy.
I need another coffee, please.
I need to go upstairs and record some jobs. I need to, what are we doing about that room? The room.
What room?
My room, my den. I need help. I need help, David. I need help.
I'm sick of cleaning it, Terry.
No, it's out of control. I have a room, a makeup room, inverted commas, but it's like a dump. It's a dump.
So I've already said
what's
this.
What's in that box?
Nothing.
Check it. Check it.
Teddies.
Check it.
Teddies.
Check it. I think Sydney forgets about things. Starving. David is walking over to the box. Just be careful. Because it scrapes the floor if you pull it out. What's in there? What's in there? We have a little box. Monkey fart. She forgot about all them. Leave them out. She'll love that. Ah, God. How did we forget about all that? They're all good toys. Leave them out. I asked Sydney what she wants for Christmas.
Don't give her that option now, Derry. She'll torment us.
Well, I need some. I feel like Sydney needs bribery all the time. Like,
can I just say that you? I've said this to you before. You and Sydney are the carbon copy of each other. You're the same person. You're the same person in everything.
In what way?
In every way. So, like, if you would say to me, "Here's an example, right?" And it's a quick, small example. Will you make me a cup of tea? Yes. So I'll make you a cup of tea and I'll bring the cup of tea in and your response will be, did you not think you could have brought me in a bit of chocolate with it? So that's where I'm getting at. So whatever Sydney gets, she wants more. It's like, I want a bike or I want this. She'll want, there's always more.
I want more. I want to be where the people are. We need to paint this room. It's very beige. And we don't use the office for recording anymore.
So
let's just turn it into
That's
else.
What we were talking about. That's what we were talking about. We were talking about your dungeon. So I am sick to my teeth. I'm sick to my curly toes of cleaning that room, right? This is what you do. And it's normal.
Is the crow back?
It's normal, Terry. Terry, look at me when I'm talking to you. It's normal for you to be in a panic and, you know, do your makeup and you don't get a chance to clean up. It's normal. But what you do is you pile on top of this stuff.
So will you do me a favor?
You literally did not listen to a word I just said. It's normal to make a mess.
Do you know what I need you to do? I need you. This is your job now. From now until my birthday, I need you to transform that room into a place where I can put things and store things and take your initiative on it.
So are we turning the middle bedroom into a walk-in wardrobe?
Yeah, I'd love that.
And then here's what we're also going to do is the walk-in wardrobe currently, we're going to knock a hole, a frame, and so you can walk from that in. You know what, Terry, it's the way you actually said, you went...
Well, I don't think we can knock a hole in the wall, Dave, because there's a lot of underlying issues with that, okay?
We're going to have to knock a hole in the wall to take that mattress out of this house, Terry.
Oh yeah, I got a new mattress. Got a Nem Sleep mattress. It's so good. It's so good. I've been waiting for
our previous mattress, Super King. Nobody, I've even offered people to take it for free and they don't want it.
Yeah, because it's absolutely
No, it's because Goodbye, everybody. See you later. Have a nice one. Enjoy the sunshine. Yeah.
Thanks, everyone. We can't close it off that. David's like, it's like he works for Ice FM. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of 10 Down with Terry and David. We'll chat to you soon. Goodbye.